Considering risk versus control, Rich Dad said, "The more a person seeks security, the more that person gives up control over their life." Today I see two worlds evolving. One world is the world I call the responsible society. It is the group that believes in being responsible for their lives and the ultimate outcome of their lives. There is another world that I call the victim society, which is the group that believes that someone else, a company, or the government is responsible for their lives. In any group, family, or company, there are usually both types of societies. Both see the world from their own context or reality, and both seem to think they are right. I have found that one of the dividing factors between both societies is their core view on the ideas of risk versus control. Victims tend to want to give control over their lives to someone else in order to avoid taking risks. Then they get angry when they feel someone abuses the control they granted the abuser in the first place. In other words, victims are often victims of themselves. Mutual funds are also slow words. 506 Regulation D are fast words. The reason I say that mutual funds are slow is because the big profits or appreciation in any paper asset is made at the formation of the company, prior to the company going public. When rich investors begin investing in the share of a company, they are often investing according to the terms and conditions spelled out by the Security and Exchange Commission, SEC's Regulation 506D, and other such regulations. In other words, the rich invest in shares of a company when the company is still a private company. The public invests in shares of a company after it becomes a public company. The differences can be enormous. For example, if you had invested $25,000 in Intel prior to it going public, that $25,000 might be worth more than $40 million today, depending on the ups and downs of the stock market. This does not mean mutual funds are not good investments. For most people, mutual funds are great investments. But they are better investments if you know what you are doing, know what the risks are, and know the big picture of the whole game of investing in stocks and mutual funds, public and private. Knowing the words, vocabulary, and the jargon of the investments of the rich improves your chances of becoming richer quicker. The leverage of integrity. From 1985 to 1989, Kim and I did not have any passive or portfolio income. We were working diligently at building a business so that we could have more leveraged earned income. All the extra money we earned went back into building the business. As the years crept on, I could hear my rich dad saying, "The moment you make passive income and portfolio income a part of your life will change. Those words will become flesh." Both my dads were sticklers for knowing the definition of words. They also said, "You're only as good as your word. People who do not keep their word are not much good." One of the reasons so few people retire young and retire rich is that they are not true to their word. They use words that to them are not real. If you want to change your financial future, one of the most important and inexpensive steps you can take is to know the definitions of the words you use seriously. Some of the more basic, fundamental, and important words to understand are your personal current ratio, quick ratio, liquidity ratio, debt-to-earnings ratio, as well as the difference between assets and liabilities, and earned, portfolio, and passive income. All of these words are defined and explored in my previous books and audio programs, particularly Rich Dad's Guide to Investing and Rich Kid Smart Kid. Harnessing the power of words. Why are words important? Simply because the concepts behind them can be useful to you and your life. For instance, understanding basic ratios, such as debt to equity or liquidity ratios, can help you in gaining your financial freedom. Let me explain. A useful ratio is your debt to equity ratio. For example, if you have long and short-term debt of, let's say, $100,000 and you have $20,000 in equity, then your debt-to-equity ratio would be 5, because you need to divide 100,000 by 20,000. The question is, what does this mean? Well, in reality, it means very little. Yet, if next month your ratio is 10, that might tell you that you could be mismanaging your life. A debt-to-equity ratio of 10 could mean that either your debt has gone up to $200,000 or your equity has dropped to $10,000. In either case, those numbers have more meaning because they are real numbers that relate to your life. As Rich Dad said, mind your own business. And knowing these simple ratios are excellent tools for teaching yourself how to mind as well as manage your own business, the business of your life. One of the ratios Rich Dad had me watch and monitor was what he called the wealth ratio. His wealth ratio was passive income plus portfolio income to total expenses. The goal of calculating your wealth ratio was to have your passive and portfolio income equal or exceed your total expenses. This would mean you could quit your job, earned income source, and still maintain your lifestyle. Once your passive and portfolio income exceed your expenses, the ratio would be one or higher, and you would be out of the rat race. Kim and I knew the definitions of the words passive and portfolio income, and we knew we wanted them in our lives. But for 5 years, we did not have these two types of income. Suddenly, after the 1987 stock market crash and the 7-year recession began, we knew that the window of opportunity had arrived. It was our time to make the words real. It was time to have a wealth ratio that was more than zero. We bought our first property in 1989, and by 1994, we had a little over $10,000 in passive income a month, and our total expenses were less than $3,000 a month. So, 10,000 divided by 3,000, that gave us a wealth ratio of 3.3. Today, our wealth ratio is over 12, even though our expenses have gone up significantly. That is the power of making the words a part of your life. If you are serious about retiring young and retiring rich, you may want to make Rich Dad's wealth ratio a part of your life.